Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter number 1. We're going to look at some verses of Scripture right there tonight. Romans chapter number 1. But before I get into that chapter, I want you to notice something that God said in Psalms chapter number 14 and again in Psalms chapter number 53. The very first verses of both of those chapters, God made a statement where He says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." God made a statement right there about a person that has come to a place in their heart, in their mind. They've crossed over and said, "I'm not going to believe. I'm not going to believe there is a God." God says that person is a fool. Dangerous, dangerous place for a person to be. And just to be honest with you, I believe in our country today, especially in leadership in our country, I believe we've been overrun by fools. Amen. And the reason I believe that America is still America today is because of born-again Christians, the church. I believe that's why God has still got this thing in place today. To reach out, to preach out, to try to get those that are lost saved before He comes back. And He's soon to come. Soon to come. Everything in this Bible, if you're a Bible studier, if you listen to preaching, it points to the fact that Jesus is soon, soon to come. This thing is winding down so fast. How do I know it's winding down fast? Because this world is getting more and more wicked by the day. The days of Noah are upon us. The fool has said in his heart, "There is no God." In Romans chapter number 1 right here, I want to look at a few verses right here and give a word of caution and also point out a calamity in these verses right here. The caution here of how not to be a fool, not to become a fool, not to be deceived by the devil and by the teachings of this day in science. And theology, the theories of science today. The devil has infiltrated a lot of places today. But he ain't in this Bible right here. God's Word is still truth. And you better put your focus and your trust in what God has to say, not what man has to say. Amen. Teach it to your children. Teach it to your grandchildren. Make sure that they understand that thus saith the Word of God is truth. And anything that contradicts what God said is false of the devil. Romans chapter number 1. I want you to notice right here how to become a fool. How does a person become a fool? First of all, let's read a few verses right here. Let's start with verse number 16. It says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now, I believe a person that's been justified, that's been born again, he's going to live a faith life. Put his faith in Christ. Christ lives inside. He's going to be demonstrating faith in his walk, in his daily life. I don't say he'll never sin, but I guarantee you he'll be walking a life of faith. Shall live by faith. "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. These are God's words. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. First of all, the pathway to a fool, they reject God's wisdom. Reject God's wisdom. And choose a life of unbelief. There are many people today that will not accept this Bible right here. They just choose not to believe in God. And it is a choice. It's a choice. Light or darkness. Death and life. It's a choice a person has to make in their life. God gives man that choice. And He explains it right here in verses 18 and 19. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. In other words, they hold back the truth of the Word of God. They reject the Word of God. There's many people today that's heard preaching. There's many people today that sit in church after church and heard sermon after sermon, and yet in their heart they don't believe. That's why people come to church, hear the preached Word of God, and leave lost. Unbelief. Rejection of the Word of God and the truth of God. If we believe this Word of God right here and we realize that Jesus could come at any moment. Any moment. If a person truly believed that in their heart, they'd run to this altar and seek Him, wanting to be saved. But people love darkness rather than light. Notice this right here in John chapter number 3. Jesus has something to say. Why do people reject God's wisdom? Notice this. In John chapter 3, verse 14, the Bible says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever," here it is, "believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Listen to this now. "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." It's a very simple plan of salvation that God has given to man. He sent His Son. He sent Him to the cross. He was dead. He was buried. He was resurrected. He ascended back to the Father, and He gives us in His Word, He's coming back again. That's a simple plan that God has given that all mankind could understand. But man loves darkness rather than light. Man loves evil rather than righteousness. And so that's the problem with man. He totally rejects God's wisdom. But notice this right here too. I want you to notice something in the book of Daniel, chapter number 12. I'm talking about wisdom right here. In the last days, the Bible says this, "But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased." Isn't it amazing how you could look back 100 years past and look how knowledge has increased in these last days? Amen. It's astounding, isn't it? Gone from horseback riding to going to the moon, sending spaceships to Mars, and the way that man's knowledge has increased. It's astounding. God's Word is true. And he points to this fact that in the last days, knowledge would be increased. And let me say this too. I believe not only just the carnal knowledge of this old world is increased, I believe spiritual knowledge is increased. I believe God has enlightened men through that study and pray and preach the Word of God. There's more enlightenment now than there's ever been in this world. God has given so much light to man through the preached Word of God and the power of preaching that man is without excuse. God is good, and He's reaching out to all mankind. But the person that rejects God's wisdom, he sentences himself to a devil's hell. Notice in the book of 2 Timothy, in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, the days of apostasy, as Paul describes it to a young preacher right here, the days of apostasy, a falling away of Christian people in this day and hour that we live. One of the verses he says right here, that man would be ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. God is giving man a chance in these days. Man is so busy, so preoccupied with the things of this world, that he doesn't have time for God anymore. And even a lot of church members today, people that profess Christianity, profess to be saved, church has become a burden to them. They're too busy, too preoccupied with the things of this world. God said in Psalms chapter number 4-6, He said, "Be still and know that I'm God." It do us all good at some time and some point in every day to be still a little bit and meditate and reflect on the things of God. Don't let this world steal your life away from you and get you so busy you ain't got time for God. God's got time for you. He gives you His whole day, every day, 24 hours a day. His ears are open unto your cry. Thank God for that. So be careful. This old world is rejecting God's wisdom and dying and going to hell by the multitudes and multitudes when God is reaching out to mankind. Not only does the pathway to becoming a fool show us that people reject God's wisdom, but they reject God's works. Creation. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Done deal. Now, man, in his great brilliance in the day that we live, he's got all kind of theories about where the universe come from. Oh, it was a big bang. It was a big bang one day. And everything just fell into place. And man, Bible says God formed man out of the dust of the earth, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. I'm satisfied with that. I'm satisfied with that. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and there was not anything made without Him that was made. The Lord Jesus Christ. They say that man started in the seas, a little microorganism thing began to, I don't know where that little organism come from, but he began to evolve. And one day he crawled up on the beach, I reckon, Brother Lee, and growed some legs and arms and looked behind him, and lo and behold, there come a woman. Ain't there some stupid people in this world? Male and female created He them. But this old world rejects God's works. Be careful. Be careful what this world's teaching your children. You better be careful. The devil He's got a lot of people in some bad places today teaching children wrong things. Now look at here. Now look here in Psalms chapter 19. Notice what he said right here. In verse number 20, back to our text, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Well, what about them people way over yonder in Africa somewhere that don't have the opportunity that we've got? Look what the Bible says in Psalms 19. "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." You ever go outside at night, maybe on a moonlit night or a good dark night, and you just look up in the sky and see all the stars in the sky? Listen to them. They're talking to you. They're talking to you. "I was created by God." Just hanging out on nothing. Even the earth that we're on right now, you read the facts about the earth, how it's spinning and how it's rotating around the sun and just hanging out on nothing. God's amazing. His creation is amazing. The psalmist said, "I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Created in the image and likeness of God." But the world has rejected God's work of creation. They've rejected His work at the cross. They've rejected His Christ. And God says in the book of Proverbs, one day He'll laugh at their calamity. Isn't that amazing? How to become a fool. Reject God's wisdom. Reject God's works. And thirdly this, verse 25. "Who changed the truth of God into a lie." Reject God's word. God's word, this book right here, this is not just a book of paper with some print on it. This book is alive. It's alive. The Word of God is quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The word "quick" translated is means alive. It's alive. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So, the Word of God is so important in the lives of each and every one of us. And especially these little children that just went downstairs to hear some teacher stand before them and maybe give them some thoughts or some story from the Word of God and impart faith in their heart and life. It's important. But a person that rejects God's Word chooses death. The Bible says that God has magnified His word above His name. This is a precious thing. The most precious thing in your life is when God spoke to you out of this book right here to draw you to Him. Powerful. Powerful. The Word of God can pierce the hardest heart. It can draw the worst sinner. What a big help it's been in my life. Oh, it'll order your steps. It'll guide you in the right direction. It'll reprove. It'll rebuke. It'll exhort. It'll help you through your problems in life. Listen to the Word of God. God speaks to you through His Bible. I thank God I've got a Bible tonight. Job said, I've esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. In other words, Job said, the Word of God's the most important thing in my life. I'd rather feed off the Word of God than the biggest steak in town. It's important in a person's life. But to reject God's Word's forever settled. It's the schoolmaster that draws us to Christ. And Isaiah 40 and 8, the Bible says, the grass withereth and the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen. Jesus, in Luke 21, he said, heaven and earth shall pass away. By the way, all these Save the Planet folks, they fighting a losing cause, Brother Tim. God's going to destroy it. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away, is what Christ said. You ought to treasure the Word of God. You ought to pray it. You ought to live it. You ought to teach it. In every aspect of your life, the Word of God is so important. The Bible tells us over in the book of Timothy, 1st or 2nd, I can't remember, 1st Timothy, I believe. The Bible says the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the last days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's why we're so dogmatic about the King James Bible. You can go out and find every kind of perversion, and they'll put Bible on the cover. But you have to beware what it says. The devil loves religion. Amen. The devil loves religion. He loves to be in church, to pervert it, and get people turned away from the truth unto fables. That's why I like my King James Bible. It's proven, it's tried, it's true, it's infallible, it's inerrant, and it'll stand when this world's burnt to a cinder. So we see the pathway of becoming a fool. Reject God's wisdom. Reject God's works. Reject God's word. Reject God's worship. Verse number 21. Because when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Brother Howard in the prayer room, and when he stood up over there, he was thankful. He was thankful for what God had done for him in his life and where he could have been. God saved him and brought him from darkness to light. And one thing that the devil doesn't like is thankfulness. But God likes it. God deserves our thanksgiving. Amen. You hear me now? God deserves our thanksgiving. When we come to the house of God, it ought to be with a thankful heart and a worshipful heart. Why? I could be in hell today. God had mercy on me. God had mercy on you. He didn't let you die and go to hell. But I've seen people. I could point you to people today that went through this life and never turned to God, that died, and now in hell, I know, no doubt they're lifting their eyes up, wanting another chance, but it's too late. But God had mercy on me. God had compassion on me. God kept reaching and drawing and trying to convict and convince me that He'd save me. And I thank God for that. The devil does his best to convince people to put it off. To turn away. God won't save you. You've gone too far. You've done too much. He tells a person everything under the sun. He's negative, negative, negative. But Jesus says, come unto me. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. What a Savior. Oh, what a Savior, Brother Tim. That God would save a wretch like me and like you. Reject God's worship. Notice this, in this rejection of God's worship, they were unthankful. But in verse 28, they were unthoughtful. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Talking about people that reject God's worship, unthankfulness, unthoughtful. You know, there's people that go through life, never give God a thought. Never. But I'm glad that I think about Him every day. I'm glad He's thinking about me every day. I'm glad I got a Savior that walks with me, talks with me, lets me know when I'm wrong, embraces me when I'm right. Verse 23. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Ungodliness. But now, they reject God's wisdom, reject God's work, reject God's word, reject God's worship. Verse 23 says, they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds, four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Well, that ain't going on today, is it? Well, you watched a ball game lately? People go nuts over a ball game, not even knowing who's going to win. Oh, it's my Falcons. It's my Braves. People are nuts, ain't they? I got over them ball games a long time ago. I used to get out there with them. But I realized one day, I never did have one of them professional athletes call me and thank me for cheering for them. Didn't change my paycheck on Friday at all. I kind of got over that. But today, man's worshiping man. True. Man will cheer for man more than he will for God. Rejecting God's worship. But I'll close right quick with this right here. Now, notice this. The way of fools here. The regard or relationship with wickedness. Let's look at this in verse 24. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Now, we talked about evolution a little while ago. We talked about how man's knowledge has increased. But I'm talking about right here how man has not evolved into a higher level of intelligence. He's devolved. And God explains right here where man's headed. If he rejects all these things of God, he's on a downward path. He says, For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change a natural use into that which is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error, which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. This reprobate is to say that man rejects God, God rejects man. Man has a line that he can cross. He can be a reprobate, a person that will never be saved. Dangerous place to be. But notice right here, the regard for wickedness. It doesn't matter what man has to say about sin. It matters what God says. a woman with a woman, a man with a man, marriage, shacked up together, whatever you want to call it. If you look back in the book of Leviticus, and God's word has never changed, it never will change, God said it is an abomination. It's an abomination. And yet in society today, it's been forced, being forced and been forced upon our children. You listening to me? You better teach your kids what this Bible says right here. It is being forced upon your children and your grandchildren today. It's being taught that homosexuality is okay. It's not. It's not. It goes against this Bible right here, and God will not accept it. God will reject it forever. God ain't going to change His mind. And man, we're in a messed up society. You take prayer out of school and Ten Commandments out of the courthouse, take God out of everything, and you know what? You know what? When you take light away, what takes over? Darkness. Darkness. It's a dark day we're living in. It's a dark day when a boy don't know if he's a boy or a girl. Or a girl don't know if she's a girl or a boy. I mean, how goofy can a society get when the top leaders in this country are, you know, I mean, what do you call it? Crazy. Wickedness. Now lastly, the results of wickedness. Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. We live in a country where sin is just literally promoted. And it's essential for Christian people to stand on truth. Stand up on the truth. You're not going to be popular. You might be persecuted. And one day you might be prosecuted. But we have to stand for what God says He'll never change. He'll never change His word. Don't be fooled by this world's fools. Amen? Teach your children. Pray for your children. Set them down. Show them what the Word of God says. I mean, you watch your TV for 30 minutes. I guarantee you, homosexuality or transgenderism is going to be promoted somewhere in a commercial or in a TV show or whatever. You better watch out in the day that we live. The devil is raging. All right. I appreciate you.